this is one way the public can have a direct help regarding on the ground by being vigilant and watching out for their neighbours, and also phoning in anything they see wrong, so that the Gardaí then can send a text alert out to members. So that basically is the plan. And as I say, it's well established, these text alerts, they work very well. And it means the criminals out there, it's not only trying to keep an eye on where the guards are, but the fact that you have 5,000 or 6,000 people in the area, it's a lot of eyes and ears to keep them under scrutiny.
And local Gardaí will also be attending this meeting, so people will have the opportunity to voice concerns or ask any questions they may have there.
Yes, Inspector Harrison, local sergeant, and also the national organisation, Munchen and Achira, the Vanessa Clark, will be there to, you know, to take questions and talk about the obviously police in general and the county and the area in particular. It's also, we have also applied in the Chamber of Commerce, and BASIC have applied for a CCTV in Belfast, because the thing that's unique about Belfast North compared to maybe any other medium-sized or large-sized town in the county is that you have the Galway Derry Road goes through it, so about two-thirds of the traffic going through the town wouldn't be actually intend to stop in the town, they're going right through, and with all the other towns being bypassed, this is another factor. So while we recognise this shortage of Gardaí, this is a way the public can have a direct influence on that.